please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora, and we want to thank you for enjoying another episode of Kicking It with Kim and Tora.
All right, so what are we going to talk about today, Tora? You sent me a video of what looked to be a mermaid in South Africa. Wasn't that in South Africa?
I believe they said South Africa. And the reason why I sent it wasn't more so if we want to believe it's real or fake. That doesn't even bother me one way or the other. What I was a little disturbed about is the fact that they're letting it be seen. Because my thing is, they censor so much stuff on TikTok. Like, they will block you for sneezing wrong. And yet instead, you have this visualization of a real human or a real mermaid human looking thing dying on a beach. And you wouldn't even do that. I've seen times where people have posted a whale or a shark that has washed ashore, and they have literally blocked it. They're like, the content is not there anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, they were trying to save the dog or save a whale or save something, and they blocked the content. But yet instead, you have this black mermaid dying child, and you're just, it's on everyone's page, and no one is getting blocked. It's not getting banned. So I feel like I feel like they're just playing mind games with us now at this point, because if you see something like that, it should touch your soul, because it didn't sit right with me at all.
It was hard for me to get that out of my mind, and somehow, for some crazy reason, I ended up looking back at it a few times, and last night, it doesn't sit well. It bothers.
What does that tell you? It bothers you. And it's for us. And when I say for us, I mean Black women, Black people. There were Black men standing around who were helped participating in this, like rubbing on it or whatever. But as far as a woman, I don't care if you didn't have me, if you weren't saying this was going to be about a movie, this was in a movie that we're doing, I personally could not have participated in anything like that debacle.
And that noise it was making. And so when you first sent it, I thought it was real. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Right. And then when I looked at it, I said, it does look like the bottom half of that child is in that fish. And it's the fish that's making the noise. And she's just wallowing there. And then people were like, you see that lace front? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it's a lace front, but I see that wig. And so to be standing around watching a girl be partially eaten by a fish and not pulling that thing off of her, hacking the bottom of it off to get her. I mean, like, whatever, real or fake, it just is very bothersome.
And I went in as saying, I didn't even feel like from the bone structure that it was a female. I felt like it even was a male, supposed to be a male boy portraying it. That's how many times I've watched it to analyze it. So it's almost like psychologically just screwing up your soul in all sorts of ways, you know?
Because and also harvesting our energy. That's what they do. That's why I stopped looking at it, because I don't want to have energy generated from my being as a result of that really bothersome kind of depiction. Like, I'm glad you shared it with me. And if I saw it, I would have looked at it. But it's the kind of thing that I really try to close my, because they want our energy. Their system is falling, has fallen, and they are hanging on with everything they've got. And so those kinds of things are to generate our energy. And not only was it on TikTok, now I've been seeing it on IG, and I can barely say anything. They always repost TikToks on IG, like, I don't know why, but I can barely say anything on Instagram. Lil Wayne, somebody posted Lil Wayne's coon ass, whose music I like, but you know, saying, you hate his music?
Yes, from the start. I
don't love every song, but when he's good, oh my God, he's good. And there's a lot of good ones from my perspective. But he's a coon. And so he's on there, racism, what's that? A white man saved me and blah, blah, blah. And black men stepped over me and a white man cursed them out and saved me. And, you know, I commented, okay, so one white man snake saved him. What does that have to do with all those white snakes out there? And we already know that all black folk ain't kinfolk. Girl, Instagram came back at me and said, we removed your comment. And
if all week long for me.
They had already removed another comment on another post. And they said, and if you keep making comments like that, we're going to shut down your account. Okay, so I can't say that white people are snakes, which we all know. And I can't say that all Black people are not loyal to the race, which we all know. But we can post all, we can plaster the internet with either a girl or boy being swallowed by a fish or a mermaid dying. Come on.
At this point, I feel like there's just going to be more damage than good. And I think that's why Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter so it can stop being so censored, because of the simple fact that people are just going to start just trying to get people blocked just because they're doing it to them and their comments. Like, after my comment got blocked, I think I went to like 30 pages of people and just started complaining about, you said anything that I felt like irritated me, and to get it blocked, because I'm like, I don't even really care to get anybody blocked. I would never do that ever. But when you do that to me and you block something, I say, like,
it's starting to tick you off.
Yeah, so I'm a tick for tat.
I've been wondering, like, how am I going to deal with censorship on the social media platforms? Because I almost want to quit Instagram, but I already don't really mess with Facebook. So, and I don't do Twitter. So I don't want to really just be shutting down all my platforms, but I'm not going to normalize having my comments banned, having my sound removed on TikTok videos, having our YouTube or my personal, not my other page's YouTube videos pulled down. I'm not going to normalize that. So I've been really trying to figure out, I don't have a strategy yet, but I'm coming up with one this weekend, because they're annoying me too. They really are.
I think that that's a good reason why Elon is trying to fully buy Twitter, because he wants to make it so people can share their opinions without having so much censorship. Because at this point, I mean, that's one of his things he said, but at this point, I'm with him on that one, because this censorship, I get it. I believe you should let some people talk, because then keep talking. Like, if the authorities need to know
where you are
about, if that's how you want to do it, then you please keep letting them talk. However, I don't believe for the tit for tat, the little tiny things like just saying, ew, shut up, stop, you know,
that's allowable. I commented on what's your boy, Kevin Jack A. Samuels?
Yeah.
Commented on something where he was saying something like, Black men, we need to use Black women. We need to use every aspect.
I heard that.
And so I said something like, what a clown, or just Jack A.
No, ma'am.
I said, this dude is a Jack A or something like that. I said, I canceled his A long time ago. I don't know why y'all don't do the same. And girl, before they posted it, they said, this post looks like other posts that have been banned. It's a problem. Instagram is becoming a problem. People keep sending me links to other platforms. I'm going to investigate some of them, because we are getting our information out on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. I mean, that's what it is for me, to inform people. But I'm not going to let you stir up negative energy in me by constantly telling me I'm doing the wrong thing, when we all see posts and some of the stuff. A couple of things I've saved and said, I can't believe they're letting this on here.
When I use vulgar words, if I'm spelling out like F-U-C-K, I put a heart for the U. So it's like, I tricked the algorithm. So yeah,
I put an asterisk for A or A, dollar sign, girl. Yep. They were like, no, it's a problem. But I'm glad you mentioned Elon Musk again. You do know he's not on our side, right? He's part of the global elite. And
he is one of the
billionaire overlords who is continuing to rig the system so that the rest of us keep losing our assets and fighting harder to maintain them. I'm not saying that there's nothing he can do that's right, like how he was warning us about AI. Now, he's a part of that AI agenda, but he put that truth out there. So I'm not disagreeing with you about what you're saying about Twitter, but I want to make the point that he's not on our side.
I'm convinced now that they all are. All the elites have their own lane. They have their own agenda. And I'm just glad that we know. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I get Trump now.
Me that too. Brother let us
know. He let us know exactly who he is, where he stood. And you know what? For that alone, my hat goes off to him. Because
you know
everybody what? Else keeps sugarcoating I mean,
he also let us know, like, I'm not a Trump fan either. And I think he's racist as H. Mm-hmm. And I think that he ruined a lot of social discourse in our country and across the globe with his overt racism. But when I look back on him and when I listen to the videos of those Trumpers, what stands out to me, he warned us. He told us what they were doing. He's the one who opened, like some of us already knew the media was BS, but he opened the masses' eyes with that fake news. He drilled it in their heads so that we all get it. He did a lot now.
And the reason why he was saying that, because he felt like, okay, I am doing dirt, but y'all are doing it too, and you're doing it even more than I am. And I'm like, thank you, dude. Yeah, I knew that too. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying thank you for just saying who you were and letting everybody know, like, yeah, I'm a crook. And yeah, I get down with the racism stuff and I hear them out there. But and he would never break bread with any of them really racist dudes. He wouldn't, because he is not about
except
that
for, life. I don't know if Putin's racist. He was cool with his cousin.
Well, see, that's
Putin.
Another level racism. You know, I'm talking about the redneck racism. I'm talking about he was around on the back of their pickup trucks. He would
remember
never,
when he was on board with them. Remember when they were rioting in Charlotte and somebody drove through the crowd? He was on board.
No, that was his words. I'm talking about he would never actually go down there and ride on the back of their pickup trucks with them and yell, y'all.
I don't know the dude. I don't know what he would do.
I don't think Trump would ever do that. I think he would literally look down. I think he literally looks down on them. I think he's like,
I think the elite look down on them.
Yeah, I think he's a schoolyard bully. Like, I'll get this dude to beat you up. But I'm not gonna do it. But if you ever think that I'm with you, I will throw you under the bus just like I throw everybody else. I just think that's how I see him. You know what I mean? Like, I'll get the poor to do my dirty work. I mean, I care nothing about y'all anyway.
Right, because they want to divide us. So if he can get the PWT, the poor whites, to be on our backs, then that works for him. But what I've come to understand is that everybody with a significant amount of money is kind of on another side of the fence, and it has become their intent to hold us down. And remember, I couldn't remember those figures. The bottom 50% of people only own 1% of the global wealth. It's a problem. It's a major problem. And the fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize, I imagine you might, I personally have not done one TikTok video on the Ukraine-Russia war. Do you know why? Not because of that. Now, I could care less if they kill up all the racists behind Ukrainians. I don't wish it on them, but I'm not going to cry if they die. But the thing is, I don't really understand or know or have access to information about what really is happening. What really is happening there? Why really are we there? I mean, well, we're not there, but why are they fighting each other? Is Ukraine money laundering, child sex trafficking, Nazi, neo-Nazi? It's so many rumors and lies. I don't even know what's going on. So you know what I said? The only thing I can do is shut up. I don't even.
So my thing is this. Once you put it out there, I see it differently. Once I heard the first person saying, this is fake, it is not really even going on, this is a studio thing. And my thing is this, when I start seeing certain things, I go, cause like today this woman found her son in a hole and the only way she was able to identify him was by the shoes he had on. And I kept thinking, honey, your
whole
country-
That's crazy, cause you're saying they only made one pair in the whole globe?
Not only that, but your whole country is in the ruins and you found a hole that he was in. How did you find this hole that he comfortably happened to be in dead? Like,
and
some things
those ones where those women were like standing in front of a school or something and scolding the soldiers that you will not do that here. What war is that? What war is that?
So, I have never known that. So
I'm not saying
a lot going on.
I'm not
it's
saying
a lot going on and make you just be like, well, I'm just saying what we used to think about, because my dad actually went to Vietnam and we actually heard stories. So when I hear what's going on over there, a lot of things have changed since Vietnam, which I know unless my dad was like put in a bubble and was told he was in Vietnam, but really wasn't there, but they made him think he was there.
That was a war. Because, you know, that's I represent veterans and I've heard this.
That's what I'm saying. That's how far-fetched that would have to be. That war is nothing about what I'm seeing.
And it's like, you know, I can't figure out. I mean, are there resources? There are so many friggin' stories going around. We don't know if the footage we're seeing is current. I saw one video where a military truck was driving ahead of someone and they were filming it. And then people in the comments were like, why is this coming on my For You page? And it was filmed 2 years ago. So, you know, I just shut up. I don't know what to say about it.
I've been hearing people say that, like, I'm sorry, y'all. I was just there. And that's another thing, too, because when Don Lemon was there and another commentator was there, I'm like, so you took a plane into Ukraine right now? Right now?
Don Lemon went to Ukraine?
He was there first, and then there was another dude who went there and was there last night. He's like, live from Ukraine. And I'm like, what? If you can't actually be there in the, like, you know, like, I seen footage of Vietnam, and there were bodies being blown up right beside some of the people, and some of the, you know, people who were filming were literally getting shot, and then you see the camera fall down, and, you know, documentary where they were able to reach
going too far.
Well, you know, because Vietnam, they had, like, you weren't allowed to shoot the medical doctors or the media people that were there. Well, that's how it was supposed to be, but of course they're casualties of that war. But what I'm saying is, this is different. Like, this is high tech war. Like, where are you, and where's the killing and the shooting and the blowing up going on where you can safely fly into Ukraine right now?
Remember they showed the green screen where the reporters were pretending to be in some Middle Eastern conflict, but they were actually in a studio with and they were pretending to be in another region of the globe. So I can't even speak on it. I don't know what's happening. My only thing is, I'm just going to shut up. I really can't talk about things that I don't know anything about. And because it really doesn't relate to us, my intuition, which is very strong, is not telling me anything, because guess what? It's not my issue. It's not our issue.
Especially when you say that they all can come here as immigrants and no problem letting them in, but then everybody else of any other nationality, it's a problem. And I'm thinking, come on now, either you said the country's overcrowded or it's not. Now you
Afghanistanians came here as well, or Afghans, I guess. They came here as well. And the thing is, with the Ukrainians, it's a problem. They're going all over the world. But I have seen the Peace Corps information saying that they use the N-word and they do blackface. Oh, yeah. And I've seen the neo-Nazi symbolism everywhere. I've seen Free Derek Chauvin banners at their sports events, White Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go all around the globe and spread their friggin' racism and be supported by state-funded tax dollars. Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
We have our own racism to deal with. Like, I don't know if you know, there was another police shooting, fatally shooting of a gentleman in the back of his head, who I'm not sure if he's definitely wasn't from our country. He is definitely from, they just released it. And it happened in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But it is, they're definitely protesting right now about it.
And is he a person of color, supposedly, or
the black man, the police officer shot him. Black man. Oh, yeah, he's 100% black man.
You don't know what country he's from, but
say he was from, like, Belize, but wherever he was from, he definitely didn't speak our language. English wasn't his first language at all. And so they were saying that when the police was trying to subdue him and ask him, he was just scared. Like, no, I heard a lot. You know, it almost, and you could see the fear in his face when he was running away. So the cop He ran away. The cop tackles him to the ground, turns off his body camera, and says, but the person that was in the car was so intelligent, thank God, was filming. And I know that's all you really can do, because you'll get shot if you try to stop it or whatever. But I get it. You know, but
unless
it's still
a crowd. If there's a crowd, then I have a question. But if there's an individual, I don't know that they can really do anything. But like you said, died too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so when he turned his camera off,
his name is Patrick Is it Lyoya? L-Y-O-Y-A. L-Y-O-Y-A. And he was only 26 years old. Baby. He's a baby.
Wow.
Me and my house.
So what did the person filming in the car see when the cop turned off the body cam?
He's filmed the actual murder where he was on the ground. The cop yells, "Get off my taser," which we all know that the cop already shot the taser off twice, trying to tase him with it. So it's like the taser is garbage at that point. You know, it has to be recharged back. It has to go into the, you know, gun to be recharged. He can't do anything with it anyway. So I don't see no taser in the guy's hand. Nobody.
You know, they just want to keep you guys. I didn't even hear about this one. I'm so far removed from the news, but they just want to keep you guys traumatized. That's why they showed that.
Yeah.
You talked about it. Why they showed that George Floyd murder thousands of times on every network, every social media channel, and they just want to keep you guys revved up.
We know that there was a shooting on the subway. There was a shooting on the subway in New York by a black man, and they tried to call him a black nationalist. I'm like, we're not doing that.
It was a black man? I heard that it was in the Brooklyn subway.
Yeah, I was like, as shameful as we are and we feel about what he did, you're not going to label him a black nationalist. No, you're not. The insurrectionists can't be white nationalists. They can't be terrorists. They want to give him terrorist charges and everything. And I'm like, wow, he's a terrorist. For being ignorant and dumb and committing a heinous crime. But
how many people did he shoot?
He shot, killed five and shot or either injured many more, like 30 more. But I'm not saying
he just ran through the whole car, going through the doors, just shooting.
Well, see, they're not saying that all 30 were shot. Like they could have been trampled or they could have been pushed or something.
Okay.
But there were definitely five fatally shot. And I don't know, you know, why he did it. Nobody knows why he did it. He had a page on, I think, YouTube or something where he was constantly talking about, you know, this, that, and the other, but multi people were killed. So how are you gonna name him a white net when black people were killed, Spanish people were killed, and white, you know, like don't do that. Don't do that. Like,
what? So they're saying—
label him as a crazy, deranged man.
They're saying that based on what they saw on his YouTube page, they think that he's a nationalist.
Yeah, black nationalist, but yet he said he killed multicultural people on a subway train in New York. Like,
I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah, it is really bad, and it's really— and the only reason why I even threw that in there is because they were saying some guy from New York. I think he's the he's somebody from New York. I think he's the mayor, and he says, you know, YouTube, I get banned on YouTube and I get banned on TikTok for saying one word, but yet instead you all can't report somebody going off and saying that they want to shoot up this and shoot up that. And I'm like, oh, so now we're going to blame social media? You're like, come on now. Some people vent on social media, mean no harm to anybody. So my thing is you can't sit there and point at social media for that. You got to point at the person who did the crime and why they did it. This guy he was talking about crazy things, but none of it made sense. I mean, I tried to look up some of the stuff he had in the clips that are people— none of it made sense to me. He didn't make sense.
So you do know you're growing, because a month ago you would feel like he reflected on you, and now he's making you feel bad because the whole black race is going to be judged poorly because of his crime. And now you're over there saying, oh, no, don't even try it.
See, I don't think black nationalist people are bad people. I think that those are the people who were like, no, we should be able to carry guns to protect our family. So I don't want him getting thrown into our category. I'm not a gun toter. But I just don't want him to get thrown into my category.
Revolutionaries who are trying to free us.
Right. See, and I feel like I want to be a revolutionary on the end, where I want to say, you know, as people, we got to rise up and we got to sometimes listen. Like I always say, you know, shut down the system, buy life insurance policies, you know, because I feel like if every black person bought a life insurance policies, you better believe those life insurance policy people are going to be like, okay, you can't go out y'all killing everybody no more, y'all.
Because I've heard other people
say that. We're going to go after your pensions. We're going to start suing you. The big billionaires and trillionaires, because it's a $1 trillion company, they're going to be the ones to go after the police now. we ain't gonna have to touch them, because they're gonna be like, oh, you want us to keep paying all this money out to this and y'all blowing these people away? Now we're gonna come after your pension to recoup our money. We're gonna come after y'all paychecks to recoup our money. And I think that's gonna put an end to that, because right now they get to still retire after they kill us. They get to still get their pensions after they kill us. They get to still get their paychecks and be on leave of absence with
administrative leave with pay.
I believe once you start tiptoeing around how much money you bring in your house, you'll think twice about blowing a 26-year-old head off. How does that happen still? How are we still, like, who in the world is still letting that happen? Like, but we're not listening to each other. We're not listening to other Black people who are trying. And I'm not talking about the crazy dude from New York. I'm talking about good Black people who are trying to revolutionize and say, listen, Black people, we gotta take a stand or we all gonna be wiped out. They don't care that once the end of and demise of us, that they are not gonna have a world, because the world is built off of our energy. They don't care about that anymore. They think they've got a gene that they can replicate and they can say, okay, we can live. That gene doesn't mean anything. We're higher
than
that.
That's what you think? That they feel that they don't need us anymore because they have artificial intelligence or lab created humans and they won't have a need for us? You think that?
That's just me and my meditated world that I go into.
No, I mean, it's interesting.
I feel like, you know, if we're so dispendable, how are you going to make up for us? Because The new kids, I was gonna say a word my father used to say, but the new Blacks, they're not gonna be controlled. They're not gonna be worrying about family. You hear the comments, people, you're stupid. Like R. Kelly says, is this camera on me? Stop it. If you read the comments, these kids do not like their parents. So they're not gonna be like, oh my God, I gotta live for my kids. I gotta live for my parents. They are literally coming at me every day when I make a comment about kids and parents. Like, well, I posted the other day, because I know, I don't know if you know it, but the son of the gospel singer, Kirk Franklin's son got arrested. And I said,
which one? The one that said that Kirk Franklin was trying to kill him?
He got arrested and he got charged because he's driving in a car that the woman has been murdered. A gun was in the car. So all of this stuff is coming
down.
But he really was in the car.
He just had a big thing with his father, who's a major puppet celebrity who had
dad was there for him, loved him, took care of him. He just chose to be gay, and just, I think he was so ashamed of the fact that his father was like, you know, why you have to be like, not gay, but just
this
why
is
you have
not
to be
the one
gay.
Then who came on yeah, the this internet is the one and who said wants to my be dad is trying to kill me.
Yeah, that was a lie, because
oh, yeah, nah.
His,
it sounds
no, his father doesn't want him to be a thug. He's like, we got all this platform for you to be a great person and you want to be a gun-toting thug and sell drugs out in the street. And his son decided to go on social media and just out his father for being a father. Like, no, I'm not, I will kick your butt. You're not going to do this. You know, so now the proof to me is in the pudding, because like I said, God only makes one promise in the Bible. Honor thou mother and father or your days will be long. So my thing is this, now that your days are starting to be long, okay, guess what? You know what I'm saying? You gotta sit there and eat that. Daddy can't be around to soften the cushion for your fall. You gotta eat that, because until you come to your father and say to your father, Dad, you provided a house for me.
He didn't.
Everything.
Kirk Franklin didn't. That boy grew up with his mother, didn't he? Kirk Franklin.
No. His father provided a lavish life for his son. Lavish life. Yeah, his son was just a spoiled brat, just like a lot of these celebrity kids.
Well, they let me say this. I will take your word for it, mm-hmm. but I will tell you that most times, whatever the story is that they're pushing is not the truth. So everything that you're saying fits very neatly into some little box and supports Franklin.
So that's why
I'm telling you that it doesn't sound like truth to me, but because you're more aware and informed mm-hmm. on it, I don't have any facts to counter it, but it sounds like a setup.
I live it. I walk a million miles in this new generation shoes, and I hear the disrespect, that the anger, and the, I mean, just these kids will talk so much smack on their parents in their parents' houses. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you not realize you are talking smack on the internet service that your mother's providing? The phone, the computer, the house.
In the house that they're paying everything. For, in the room they're providing yes. you with the and food, these eating the food. Like,
I hate them. I hope they die.
Where are you going to go?
You need to read the comments. So that's why I said the old school, we honored our mother and fathers. So you better believe when that slavery came around and the Jim Crow came around, everybody was more so focused on how do I try to protect my children, my husband, my wife, and keep my family together. So they ruled by that love, and they knew they used that weakness of love for family to control us. That's my theory. But now there is no more of that. Them kids don't love us. Them kids don't want us. Them kids don't care nothing about us. So they are definitely not going to be controlled by love anymore. They have got to find another way to get these kids into that slave ship, because they ain't going. I'm promising
you. So you know what you were saying about the mermaid and how mm-hmm. clearly it is a ploy and they're intending to pull on our emotions and mm-hmm. to manipulate us emotionally. I would tell you the same thing about those children, because mm-hmm. I have two young adults. We just were out of town this past weekend. You have three young adults. Mm-hmm. Our kids aren't like that. I have girlfriends.
No, those are our kids.
But I have girlfriends and family. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about white people or black people?
I was talking about the others.
Oh, well, girl, they've been cursing their mother out, calling her all kind of bees on. Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. So how are those kids going to tell the black kids of today to get on that slave ship? How? They can't stand their parents. They can't, they're coming together as two generations of never or liking the future of what we used to have, what we raised our kids on. They don't have that. They have none of that in their soul.
You're talking about palm colored people.
I am talking about white kids and black kids of today. I cannot see how they can be controlled like our, and not our ancestors, but white people ancestors and black people ancestors. I just don't see how you can control them. I'm sorry.
Because the white kids hate their parents and the black kids what?
Are following quickly in the footsteps of that era. We used to look at that. We heard that as kids.
Yeah, we always knew they were like,
you know, they could curse around their parents.
Let them talk to them like that. And yeah.
Okay. And you remember that. We would be like, oh my God, we told our mom, shut up, you're dumb. We would get smacked in our mouth or beat in front of our friends.
It sounds like nothing new to me. That's how they roll.
Okay, but now our children have adapted that way of life. Not me and your children, but the new Gen Z have become like that. So now you tell me.
What I'm saying to you is, don't you have family members with Generation Z children? Don't you have friends and colleagues with Generation Z children? Yeah. Because I do, and they're not like that. And I think that you always, I'm not saying that there's not a group of kids that are going in that direction mm-hmm. and that the internet is promoting them.
Absolutely.
But I just think that we have to be always questioning.
Yeah,
why
are we
all of a sudden seeing that? Why is this on the media when I never see this in my real life? Why, that's how I used to do with those homosexuals. Why are they in every show? But I do know some in my personal life, but they're not in every situation, every company, every couple, every vacation.
And they're not twerking and flirting. They are just
and so I just think that we have to be careful, even as we use social media to inform mm-hmm. ourselves and each other, we have to know that they're running their agendas too. So
I agree. I just think that because of the social media platform, I think it's just going to be triple hard for Gen Z to be controlled to try to take things back to where we worked so hard to come out of. Our ancestors and us worked so hard to come out of. Like,
just we don't want them to go back there, though, do we?
No. But I know for a fact that there is still a agenda being pushed to try to get rid. I mean, why would you kill a 26-year-old black man from another country here to make a life and shoot him in the head? Are you telling the other country, don't come here? because this could happen to you? Or are you telling us Black people who are already here, see, we care nothing about none of y'all. You thought it was just y'all we don't like. We don't care anything about any of y'all. Like, where are you? They're in the streets protesting right now. White people, Black people, Spanish people, everybody's in the
streets. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want that angry energy, people upset and all of that.
But what I'm saying is, when was that? Because you already know that when they were protesting on that bridge coming from Thelma, Alabama, they were not in abundance. So that was only white folks there after the protest came and after the cameras came and they saw the beatings and their preachers got their churches together and was like, look, how are we gonna call ourselves Christians and letting these Black folks out here die like this? It's gonna be hard to preach the word of God. So that's when they came, but it still wasn't as much as it should have been. But now it's as many as them as it is of us, because it's hard for them to see that and think this happened to one of us. This happened to one of us. They're thinking they're saying one of us. They're not saying, oh, that happened to them. That happened to that 26-year-old. They're feeling it.
Oh, I feel you, that they're a generation. And I do feel, and I have felt for some time, that some of the younger generation are more multiracial. Yeah. In their viewpoint and in their actions. That is a thing where they're really not as separated as they used to be.
Yeah, even if they do have a moment of lapse where, you know, I get cut off in traffic and I might say something racially horrible thing about somebody.
I might punch you in your face, but
does absolutely not mean I want a whole race of people being wiped out because of the fact I said, you know.
The N word, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I was thinking the other word, the C word.
Okay.
That M little R.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. They are multicultural. They have come up in school together. They know each other more. The awake Black kids know that a lot of them, when the S hits the fan, will still go with their race. Yeah. But on a day-to-day basis, I think they're better able to deal with each other. So
and they come out though. They come out. Like, you know, they didn't do that in our parents' age group. They didn't even do it in our age group. But our kids' age group, they are showing up and showing out. And I mean, you saw it. I mean, yes, I hate saying it with the George Floyd thing, but you saw a whole nation. That's why them guys are in jail and not coming home to their families. They had all their stuff snatched from them because the whole world rose up and they was like, okay, well, maybe we pushed it a little too far. You know, we went a little bit too far, but now this is one of those fact checkers where they seeing if, okay, can we go back? Can we still keep pushing it too far? Now they're doing it again. And I really do. I think they
I do agree that they push the envelope to see whether we're awake and what we're going to allow. Okay. The one thing I want to ask, well, we're out of time almost, but you've been hearing the stories that the vax had snake venom in it, and that it attacks people's organs, and that the kinds of symptoms that people who have had the vax are experiencing are the side effects.
Yeah. Of snake and you know venom? What's sad? You know what's sad? I've seen videos like that get banned instantly, but that happened to be a video I am seeing everyone sharing. No sound is being taken off and no clause on it is being put up. And the reason why I think the powers that be might be saying, look, we can't keep saying deny, 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 deny. Some of the stuff we're going to have to let in because either they experienced it or they know it's true and they don't want to look bad in the end, because certain people are having certain problems. And you know me, I've already told you, you know, when the CDC calls me and they ask me, how do I feel? I tell the truth. Like, ever since I got this shot, my body feel like it's been fell apart. I told them that. I tell them that. Yeah, they call. It started, they used to call every week, and then they called every month, and now they call called every 3 months, now they call every 6 months. So I got a call just recently, and I told them, you know, I said, ever since I got the vaccine, I feel some kind of way.
What did they say?
Well, there's nothing they can. They just take notes and I guess they compare it to other people who've had the same things. But they ask similar questions, you know, about my health and have I reported it? And is it my joint pains? Like, why wouldn't you say my jaw pain? Or why wouldn't you say headaches? Or Why is it what it actually is? I read between the lines a lot.
And you remember said, when they were saying,
remember
when people were saying that it's a global experiment, mm-hmm. and now they're calling, but they can't do anything, they can't fix anything, they don't have any suggestions, they just want to gather information. Sounds like an experiment.
And I think it's more than joint pains. I think it gives you foggy memory. I think, and I'm not talking about Alzheimer's or dementia, I'm talking about foggy, like you could be sharp, you know that feeling of sharpness. And it's like, that is even something that feels like it, you know, it has taken upon me. And I hear on social media, it's other people too. So I've heard people say, since I've gotten a shot, do you feel like you like in space or like nothing is really tangible? It's just like you're free falling. I'm like, okay, so I ain't crazy. I'm crazy, but I ain't that crazy. It's not, that's not part of my craziness. Cause it makes you think you crazy. And it makes you think you.
Does it make you regret taking it, or you still think you did the right thing?
No. 1,000%. I think 1,000%. I wish I had knew more and did better. Like there's a fourth shot, which is a shot. I would never get the last one. There's one out now, and they're like, you need it. No, I'm good. I'm not gonna
be the last one.
My family hasn't gotten the booster. They all got the two shots. And they're done. And I was the guinea pig because I always feel like that I'm the stronger one out the bunch. But I haven't encouraged it, and I would never encourage it because of the simple fact that I feel like I'm off.
And you know, like now Shanghai, that was our timer, but now Shanghai is on lockdown. It's not over yet. This is the calm before the next wave of the storm. And I think it's going to be worse than ever. But we need to talk about that lockdown next week and what it means and what they're, it's like so much going on over there.
Let's do that.
All right. Any parting words?
Well, I just want everyone to tune in next week to Kicking It with Kim and Tora, because we definitely will have some exciting comments. We're going to address more comments next week and definitely have great topics. So yes, tune in, like, subscribe, and share, and all once again comment. But thank you for tuning in for Kicking It with Kim and Tora. I am Tora, and this is Kim.
I am Kim, and as always, we appreciate you for joining us. We are happy to have you, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.